You really can't be too careful.
Before delivering anything or signing a contract with someone, check their credit worthiness and keep tabs on this for the entire time you're doing business together.
What is a customer's credit worthiness?
It's the customer's ability to meet their obligations. It reflects the economic strength of a customer, whether they're credit worthy and pay on time, or whether they have financial or other problems and have trouble making payments. But I'd also like to point out one other thing about credit worthiness.
What's that?
The credit worthiness of a company, your customer, may be stable, but it also may fluctuate, which is why you constantly have to monitor this.
Do you mean that you can't just check credit worthiness once or, for example, once a year?
Certainly not. You have to do it regularly, or better yet, continuously. You essentially have to create a monitoring system and keep tabs on your customers to make sure no red flags pop up. As soon as one does, you must act. Figure out what's happening. Minimise your receivables and, in extreme cases, stop making deliveries on credit, or at least demand better security for your money.
Let's go back for a minute so you can explain how we can determine the credit worthiness of our customers.
I'll tell you a few things you should focus on. The first is the customer themselves, or the statutory body which represents the customer, which would be the executive or board of directors of the company. Especially with smaller companies, you are often negotiating directly with the owners and have the opportunity of getting to know them and getting a simple psychological profile. That makes it easier to determine from their behaviour whether their company is experiencing economic problems.
What if there's a sudden change in the owner and director of a company?
This is certainly a warning sign, which should at the very least heighten your awareness and prompt you to find out the reason for the change, why the given company was sold. I would also pay close attention to the age of the new owner and their further involvement in the business.
What do you mean?
With few exceptions, if the company was purchased by some 20-year-old who is also involved in 10 other companies, then you almost certainly have a problem.
What kind of problem?
Your debt claims are at serious risk because the company has been...